All right, before we take off with other topics, it is time for Money Trends, SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank. And Paul Myers is North Shore Market President. He joins us on the show. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. Paul, I know this is difficult for baby boomers to recognize this new fact, but baby boomers are no longer the largest segment of the population. It is now millennials. Millennials make up the largest percentage of the population. And so there's a lot of things that are being geared now to millennials. Like in the past, so much was geared toward baby boomers. And boomers had the honor of defining society through every era they occupied because they were such a massive number. Now it's millennials. There's a lot of millennial money out there. And so what advice do you have for millennials, or maybe baby boomers that do business with millennials? What can they do to attract their money?
Well, so, and if you allow me for a second, what's interesting is a lot of people, millennials, Gen Z, all these things get thrown around, and the start date's a little fuzzy. It ranges anywhere between 1977, but really a lot of people are more comfortable calling it 1980, 1981 through 1996. So if you start to think about that, let's take the meat of that, give or take, say 1987 to 1991. You're looking at people who are in their early to mid 30s now.
Yeah.
So they're really starting to hit their peak in earning. They're really kind of starting to find themselves in their careers. So it's just a very different dynamic. But one of the things that we can't not acknowledge, forgive me for my double negative there, is the fact that we're in an economic situation that most of us have never gone through, where we've got inflation, and I'm talking about the millennials and Gen Zs that are out in the workforce. You're talking about the inflation and other things that are going on. I know the boomers appreciate what is going on now with respect to what happened in the 70s. Of the inflation and the oil embargo and other things that went on. But so there are a lot of things that are going on. And I think part of it is, if you want to talk personal finances, one, I think this is a great time of the year for everybody to just clear back all of the fog. All of the holidays are over with, all of the wonderful time. And, you know, it's very easy to throw that credit card down or say, oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. It's the holidays. Now it's a time to really take a step back and say, okay, let me assess where am I? Where am I in my debt? What are my monthly expenses? Let's really take, you know, you take a time, you set a day and you say, all right, from 8 to 12 on Saturday morning, I'm going to really go through and we're going to analyze everything and really just take inventory of where you are and how that relates to your current income level. I think that's a big step to understanding where you are. I think the second step, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish, please.
I was going to say the second step is once you really understand where you are as far as your finances on income and expenses, then you start to set goals. And it's not just dreams. And I can say this, even though he was a Dallas Cowboy, I grew up in Gulf Breeze, Florida, and he was a Pensacola guy. Emmitt Smith always said that ideas are just dreams until you write them down. And when you write them down, they become goals. So you've got to identify those goals of what you want to do over the next week, 3 months, 6 months, year, and even further into retirement.
You know, it just occurred to me while you were talking, and the dates that I have for millennials is 1981 to 1996. And it just occurred to me when you were talking, and Paul, I hadn't thought about this before, one of the ways that baby boomers can relate to millennials now is millennials are where baby boomers were in the 80s, in the early 80s.
Absolutely.
They were reaching that age where they were buying houses and cars and they were starting to accumulate some money and things, different things became important to them that weren't important in the past. And that's one of the things that fueled the conservative movement through the 80s and to this day was boomers, you know, evolving from this, you know, hippie generation mentality into, okay, wait a minute, these things are important to us now, so our attitude's changing, and that's what fueled the conservative movement and the election and re-election of Ronald Reagan in the 80s. So that's a way to relate to millennials today. They're where boomers were in the 80s.
Well, and I think, let's take politics out of it for a second, but I think part of it comes from the standpoint of, as you're a child, as you're a teenager, as you're someone in your late teens, early 20s to mid 20s, you have that ultimate invincibility perspective, right? Life is way down the road. I'm invincible. I can do anything. Right. It's about having fun. And then there is a turning point for which you start to, whether you find a partner that you want to spend the rest of your life with, or whatever the circumstance is, I think your perspective starts to change in that I think I would appreciate some stability and to have some things that are mine.
You're exactly right. And when I didn't bring up politics to bring up politics. I brought up politics just as a roadmap of what we're talking about. So boomers can relate back to that time in their life. That's where millennials are today. And so that's how you can relate to millennials today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Think about how your perspective changed for those people, just as you said, the boomers whether they came back from war, or, you know, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, whatever the case may be. And they were creating their lives, right? They were going and they were finding jobs, or they were starting businesses, and they were finding partners with whom they want to spend the rest of their life with, and things like that. They were getting married, whatever. Your perspective changes.
Right.
You go to work and you work hard, and then you have, you want to be able to come home and provide for your family, or even a dual income. And those are things that dramatically changed in the late 70s and early 80s, where you started seeing dual income households.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's kind of where a lot of those terms came to pass.
And that's kind of the age group where you start to actually balance your checkbook as opposed to just writing a bunch of numbers down.
Well, so you're dating yourself a little bit. Show of hands, everybody on the radio right now. How many actually balance their checkbook, or they go on their Metairie Bank mobile app, or they go to Metairie Bank online banking to say, oh, okay, yes, that cleared. And you know, all of these things are so much more automated today than what they were. But you're exactly right. You start to pay more attention to these things. You start to think about, oh, my employer offers a 401k. Okay, holy cow, what does that mean? So does that mean, okay, they're giving me free money if I put up a certain percentage of my income pre-tax? You know, if you're quick math, if you say the national median income is about $84,000 and your employer matches 50 cents on the dollar up to, say, 5% of your income, if you don't do that match, you could be leaving over $2,000 on the table, free money.
Right.
So, and those are the things that start to click, right? Those are the things that you start to think about. Yep. You start to think more down the road than what's going on this weekend.
Well, and
that's
how your
perspective starts to change.
And then you start having families, and all of a sudden you realize that there's something more important than just you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are milestones in our lives. And I think you did a much better job than I did in having boomers to be able to relate to the millennials of, hey, they're the same place you were 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember how your mindset was changing and the needs change. Now, the path for which you deliver those wants and needs is very different today than it was in the 80s or the 70s. But you still have that change of perspective of, you know, it's whether it's a home or, you know, the financial needs associated with this changing dynamic, you know, whether it's a financial planner or an accountant, or just having a better grasp and understanding of your own personal finances so that you can feel comfortable that what you're doing will help you pay for college for your children, or help you to further your education so that you can further your career and be more successful in whatever that is. Those are all things that you start to think about as you hit this age bracket.
And Metairie Bank would be happy to help any millennials if they reach this point in their lives where they're just paying a little more attention.
Hey, look, Scoot, we've got free teen checking. We'll help them at 13 to learn how to do stuff all the way through retirement. You know, we've got a suite of products that will help throughout your life. And I've always said the one thing that's great for me, because I've now been with the bank almost 17 years. I'm banking grandkids, because when I came, I started working with the grandparents, and then the grandparents referred me to the kids, and then now I've got the kids' children that are doing the free teen checking, and that's what's really, really neat, to be able to have that multi-generational relationship.
And that's what it's all about at Memory Bank, relationship banking. I talk about that quite often, and over 75 years in business. So, yeah, you're going to be dealing with the grandkids of people that you dealt with originally. Paul, thank you for the expertise. Thank you for your time. Paul Myers is North Shore Market President of Memory Bank, and this is SOTA Money Trends every Wednesday, where we actually do something credible on the air. And, Paul, you help us do that.
Well, thanks, Scoot. I would appreciate it if you stopped setting the goal so high. You know, you really set the bar low, and then hopefully we'll be able to meet it. Would you?
Well, you know, it's always better to lower expectations and then over deliver. But I can't help it, because you guys do a great job, and I'm happy to have you part of the show, and you do give us some great advice. And you know, if you're a boomer in business, and you want to learn how to attract customers who are millennials, then think about where you were in the 80s, and then figure out what is it going to do to attract their attention and their money and make them a customer today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are great programs, too, on both the North Shore and the South Shore. And I know we've gotten off subject, but the Small Business Development Center, especially over in Hammond at Southeastern, they have webinars. They have classes. If you're a business and you're trying to grow your market share and attract different markets, they have all types of webinars and different things, and the SBA does as well, to help you kind of, I hate to use this term, but think outside the box and really kind of change your perspective to see how do you attract a new generation of clientele.
Paul Myers, North Shore Market President for Memory Bank, thank you for being with us here on Money Trends on WWL.